Hi, Cowboy T back again, San Francisco liberal with a gun. We're going to continue our disassembly of the Lee Pro 1000 Progressive Press. In our last segment, you saw the beginnings of it, you saw a description of it. Now we're at the point where the turret is out, the primer feed is, or the primer tray is out, and the case feeder is taken off. Now we will continue. We're next going to take off this turret assembly here. To do so, we use a 1/2 inch socket. Here we go. Now notice, there's a spring underneath here. If you look down here, see that spring? That controls this thing, which has to do with this bullet feeder here. So we're just going to keep an eye out for that, okay? Matter of fact, we'll unscrew that one last. I'm just holding this here so it doesn't go spring off into somewhere. This is a longer screw, so I treat it specially. So, slide off. We can set this over here. And we pull this out. This is the thing that shoves the case into the shell holder to get deprimed and resized. Now, see the order here. Okay, we got this little block here, we got the spring, we got this little aluminum thing, and what's called our Z-bar. See that Z-bar? Well, actually it's a backwards Z here. How's that? There, that's a Z. Okay, goes like that. I'm going to set these aside. Okay, now we have to take off our shell plate. To do that, we use an Allen wrench. There is a bolt over on this side of the press. I hope you can see it. And let's see. There, it's a little hard to see. Hold that right there and I'll point to it. It's this thing right there. We're going to insert our Allen wrench right in there. I'm sorry it's so dark. It's that guy right there. Okay? Okay. So here we go. By the way, it takes a 3/16 inch Allen wrench. So we unscrew it clockwise. There we go. This may take a little while since I'm using one of these all-purpose. Ah, there, it's loose enough actually. We just need to loosen it some. So, here we go. Now, to pop this off, what we're going to do is we're going to use the leverage of this ram here. Yeah, this ram and the handle here. Okay? We're going to use that. We're going to take this, put it underneath the shell plate. The shell plate holder assembly, I should say. Just like that. And it'll rest on there. And when I push the handle up, it'll just pop right off. See? The ram went down. There it is. See? And we'll set this over here. Set this on top of the turret just because it's handy. And now we can get to taking out the lag bolts. But before we do that, it's tempting to do that, but we don't want to do that just yet. What we really want to do is we want to clean what's inside of here. Okay? You see that? This is the powder ram there. That's what it's in there. That's what's dirty. Okay? That's what we need to get out and clean. everything that's in there. That means we need to take this shell plate. See, here's the shell plate. We need to take that off. By the way, see the number one right there? That shows that it's for 38 Special and 357 Magnum. That little number one right there. So we're going to take this off. I'll show you how to do that. To do so, we stick it back on here because we're going to need some leverage. Okay. Now, we start unscrewing the little parts. This is where you got to be really careful. First, I'll undo this. This, by the way, here, these little things there, this thing right there, this little springy thing right there, that is what holds your cartridge in there. This little thin metal thing right there. Woo-woo, see that? Okay, we have another one of these right over here on the other side. You can hear it. Okay, we need to take those out. And also here, see this bar? Here's what that does. Imagine your shell is in there and you just seated and crimped your round. Well, when this twists, when this twists, the round hits this little bar and gets pushed out, so it falls down the chute. Click! So we're going to take that out too. So here we go. Take all these out. Loosen this. Actually, I'm going to leave that screw in there. Why? Because why not? I don't have to take it out. Now we're going to take this off. This holds what's called the case sensor. One of the nice features about the Pro 1000 is that it does not feed a primer unless it senses that there's a case actually present. That is a very good thing. So, off this comes. Now, I don't know if you saw, but one of those little springy shell holder things also was down there. It fell. Fortunately, it didn't fall far, so I'll put it over here. There we go. Okay? Now we're going to take this out. Because we don't need the chain in there right now. Okay, there we go. Now, you see where we are at this point. In our next segment, we are going to disassemble this entire shell plate holder assembly. We're going to take this rod out, we're going to take the shell plate out, we're going to take the little ball there out, and we're going to take this whole primer feed mechanism apart. Okay? So stick around. We'll see you in the next segment. Till then.
San Francisco Liberal. With a gun.